Well, here we are. Thank God we could be here on the last day of unleavened bread. Looks like everything's just working. Today feel like a good day. It feels like a good day. So let's blow the trumpet. Shabbat Shalom on the last day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And I'm really happy to be here. I see this is the our little bare bones congregation is here. The same, I'm happy you guys are here. I'm pray that God will give us more brothers and sisters, right? We got to somehow get them. Anyway, we are one of Messiah congregation. This morning I read chapter 23 of Leviticus in Hebrew. I was going to start reading more Hebrew because it's so exciting when I read it. Look things up, and I got to remember words, But anyway, there it is. Kahal Cha B'Mashiach, part of the congregation of Israel, Dat Yisrael. Yes. Welcome. The last day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Chag HaMatzot. See all my Hebrew? Make sure you learn. If you read my studies, you will learn some Hebrew. If you look at it in that respect, there's unleavened bread, Chag HaMatzot, a Holy Convocation of Sabbath, and we're here. So, without any further ado, let's pray and ask God to bless this reading today. Heavenly Father, Master, Creator of all things, heaven and earth, and things we're not aware of, bless and anoint this last day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Cleanse us from any sin as we approach you as priests and kings and queens unto the living God. Bless and anoint this reading today. Let it be fruitful. I pray you'll strengthen everyone here, everyone on Pal Talk, and everyone that would hear this study in the future. Teach us something new. Take away anything that's corrupt. Lord and God, we just yearn for a mission from you. We had that desire to go to LA, but seems to be resolved. It's dissolving right before our eyes. But Father, we pray that somehow you'll give us people to visit and to encourage and strengthen. Bless and anoint this reading today. Let it be something that stays with us the rest of our lives. We thank God for everyone here. I pray you'll touch and heal those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies. You're very aware of anything that's wrong with us. We also know you can also heal them at any second. Heavenly Father, you're the great physician. There's none else. We thank and praise you today, Lord and God. Bless this day in Yeshua's name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Jehovah has his own calendar. Today is the 21st day of Aviv. I should have wrote that in Hebrew too. Today's April 3rd, 2013. Wow. Another new month. I can always tell when it's a new month too because I start seeing more police. I think they try to get some, be careful. Just keep the law. That's right. They're legalistic, just like we are. Anyway, obviously, today's topic is the last day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, a holy convocation, a Sabbath. And this holy convocation, people just don't get it. That it's a public meeting, it's a sacred assembly. It's something that you should want to do. And believe me, I know if we had, I know this, we have fun here, just a few of us. Believe, if this place was bubbling over with people and there would be so much excitement and fun and kids and families. We just don't have anything like that, but maybe one day. So our reading again is always Exodus 12. Exodus 12 seems to be the big chapter for these seasons. It says, 7 days ye shall eat unleavened bread. And I just thought about that today. I've eaten unleavened bread for 7 days. Even the first day, you should put away leaven out of your houses. We did that. Whosoever eats leavened bread from the first day unto the seventh, that soul is going to be cut off from Israel. That's God's personality. He wants things done his way. In the first day, there shall be a holy convocation. We were there. That was last Thursday, right? And some people didn't keep that. No, and we kept saying it over and over and over, and they still didn't do it. The first day there shall be a holy convocation, and in the seventh day, today, there shall be a holy convocation to you, no manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only should be done, may be done, right? So today, I wonder how many people are not keeping the Sabbath today. You shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in the selfsame day, it says, have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt? Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. Something God wants us to remember, because it was a mighty deliverance. You know, we were talking last night, and even when I read this, we have to really put ourselves in the storylines that we read. You know, we were talking last night when we were reading Ezekiel. A lot of people don't really think about how tremendous it was to rebuild the temple. You know, Ezra and Nehemiah, and they never think about the servitude and the captivity from Nebuchadnezzar. You know, when he came and destroyed Jerusalem. And they broke down the walls and burnt all the houses. And I mean, it's not like I always try to make you understand. It's not like walls like this. They're you know, monolithic giant boulders. You know, I mean, just tremendous tons of rock. But they broke them down with such force. And just the reality of being in a captivity for 70 years. I mean, just think of that. All the people that could have been born and died. 70 years, I mean, that's a whole lifetime, right? And most of these people were already, you know, older, some were younger. Yeah, I mean, 70 years, that's your whole life is, you could have spent your whole life there, actually. But anyway, so when I read this, you know, it says, in your generations by an ordinance forever, you know, we got to always think about God bringing our ancestors out of the land of Egypt, which was pretty, a super mighty hand of God. In the first day, on the 14th day of the month, it says, at even, guess what? We ate unleavened bread until today, the 1 and 20th day of the month at even. So we have to eat it until tonight. I already had a bunch. I actually like it. I was telling my wife this morning when I was eating it, could we have honey in ours? You know, she cooks with, I was thinking the children of Israel probably didn't have honey in theirs, huh? I was trying to picture eating it with no honey. It would just be bland, you know. 7 days, again, no leaven shall be found in your houses. Not just in bread, but in anything else. And also no sin either. Whosoever eats that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel. Whether they're the stranger or the homeborn. Or the ones born in the land, right? So everyone gets the same judgment. The same blessing, the same judgment, the same everything. You shall eat nothing unleavened in all your habitations. Shall you eat unleavened bread? Excuse me. You shall eat nothing leavened in all your habitation. Shall you eat unleavened bread? And that, I don't know how many times he says this, but it's plenty of times. Here's Leviticus 23. Jehovah spoke unto Moses, which that makes me pause. Every time I hear about that, because I'm thinking that the God that created the whole universe is actually talking to this piece of dust like us. And he says, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them concerning the feast of Jehovah. Ye shall proclaim them to be holy. They're all holy convocations. Even these are my feasts. Sixth, and then he goes right into the Sabbath. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. A holy convocation, ye shall do no work therein. It's the Sabbath of Jehovah in all your dwellings, wherever you dwell. So wherever you dwell at that point, if there's a Sabbath, everything that's going on has to be keeping the Sabbath. Otherwise, leave. Otherwise, you're breaking it. I would. These are the feasts of Jehovah. These are the feasts of the God of the that created the whole universe. Even holy convocations you shall proclaim in their seasons, which we do. We don't do them any other time. We're trying to do it as, you know, correct as possible. And I always ask God to forgive us if our timing is off as far as days and all that. In the 14th day of the first month at even is Jehovah's Passover, right? On the 15th day of the same is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto Jehovah. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. See that? That's definitely a command. Same thing, in the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no civil work therein. That's Melechet Avodah. But you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah 7 days. Just thinking about that, you know, because we don't do that because we're not priests, you know, those Levites and priests, and we don't do offerings like that. But I wonder how that was. In the 7th day is a holy convocation. You should do no civil work therein. And then we move on to, so we went to Exodus already and Leviticus. Now we're moving on to Deuteronomy, okay? It says, observe the month Ha'aviv, right? It was to observe it. And keep the Passover unto Jehovah. For in the month Ha'aviv, Jehovah thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. So it's always, here it is after the 40 years, he's still trying to make sure everybody remembers. Don't forget that, okay? Because this is Deuteronomy, it's the end. Deuteronomy is the recapitulation of everything that took place, you know. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto Jehovah thy God of the flock and the herd in the place which Jehovah shall choose to place his name there. Amen. We do it as in memorial, of course. It says, thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. That's what I was thinking about. I wonder if there should be honey in it because it's too enjoyable. You know what I mean? For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day that you came forth out of the land of Egypt, all the days of your life. That's what we're supposed to remember. We're supposed to remember all the days of our life. We finally made it to the Torah and our last life of sin and all the other deceivableness of sin that we were in, whether even if it looked comfortable, even if it looked enjoyable, even if it looked right, it was a deception until we came to the Torah and to the knowledge of God, you know. Remember, sin is disguised. Sin never comes as, hi, I'm sin. Right. Sin comes to trick you. Sin lies at the door, yeah. It's waiting for you. 2 Kings 4:42 says, there came a man from Baal Shalisha and brought the man of God bread of the first fruits. They were loaves of barley. Guess what then? What month was that in, you think? Ha'aviv. It says, and full ears of corn in the husk thereof. And he said, give unto the people that they may eat. So here we have the loaves of barley, first fruits. Remember, the first fruits of first fruits is the barley harvest in the unleavened bread. And then the first fruits of the wheat harvest is in the Feast of Weeks, right? 1 Corinthians 5, of course, we read this so many times so far. Therefore, let us keep the feast. And we are. We're being just like Apostle Paul. And we don't do it with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness. We get rid of all that because that's what leaven stands for, wickedness, malice, sin. You know, just get it out of here. But we do it with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth, you know, something that's humble, something that's not puffed up. I love that. That's great. It's very important. This study is going to be short today, so you're going to probably be thinking like, whoa, that was short. There's not a lot to really say about the last day of the unleavened bread. It is a feast. I wonder what if, you know, when I hear the word feast, it almost sounds like for 7 days, I wish we could have been together rejoicing and singing and, you know, communities of people and fellowship, but there is no such thing. Anyway, remember, here's a reminder, Jehovah's Spring Calendar for 2013. Remember all the dates I give you. They always start an evening before. Obviously, today is the 21st, right? Wednesday. It started last night, Tuesday, right? For the people that do remember. And then we have a little month called Zif coming up, you know? That's coming. These months, also double-check your Judaism calendars because you're going to have to cross out Ayar and all kinds of made-up names in Judaism. That's another problem. We have to always correct the Hebrew scholars and the geniuses that are in Judaism, and they can't even get the names of the month right. Anyway, here's Zif, and you can read when those dates are. It's a possibility It could either be Monday or Tuesday. We're going to have to wait and see because one's 2% and 5%. So I don't really know what day that is. And then, of course, we have Sivan, the third month, which is really important. Sivan is the very important month because that's when the Torah was given on Mount Sinai, and that's when the Holy Spirit was given in the book of Acts. It's in the third month. And I like the word number three, by the way. It says, and we think that's going to be May 11th because it's 3%, and they should definitely see it by then. Yeah. Right. They see it, but it's the whole next day, right? Exactly. Remember, this is the date we give you. It's the evening before, and then it's the next day, right? Anyway, another reminder. We are counting the seven Sabbaths. Shivat Shabbatot. Okay? See that Hebrew? Learn that Hebrew. Shiva Shabbatot. Shabbatot is plural. Shiva is seven. We're not counting Omers, as Judaism or Messianics doing. I know some of the websites already, some of these people that you brought up lately, they're counting the Omer. And I know they're just copying that because they don't know what they're talking about. We don't count Omers. Matter of fact, this coming Sabbath, Saturday, April 6th, it's going to be the first of the seven Sabbaths we were told to count in scriptures. So that it's number one is coming. And Omer is an Omer. Is a sheaf of barley. We don't count those. I mean, we don't even have any. How would you count them? But I'm serious. I was looking on the Judaism calendar this morning. They're already counting the Omer.
Wouldn't that vary?
Huh? How many
sheaves of barley you have? It would probably vary.
I don't think anybody today has any sheaves of barley. You know anybody? Well, I have an idea. Let's go to the verse and see what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
I mean, we take the simple route. We read the verse. Leviticus 23:15. It says, and you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath. That's like saying, like kindergarten, what's the morrow after the Sabbath? What's that known as? What is it?
Sunday.
Sunday. Now it says... from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, you're supposed to count seven Sabbaths shall be complete. So, starting this Sabbath, we'll be counting, that's our first Sabbath. It says, even the morrow after the seven Sabbaths. So after seven Sabbaths, it doesn't say after seven bushels of wheat or omers or any of that stuff. It says, after seven Sabbaths shall you number chamashim yom. Everybody got that Hebrew? Chamishim yom. 50 days. And you shall offer a new meat offering unto Jehovah. So I don't have any idea where, you know, I see the Messianics copying Judaism. Then I see the Protestant guys that used to, now they're touch of Messianics. So they're copying the Messianics. And it's on their websites too. They're counting the Omer. Got me.
Is there such a thing as Messianic Judaism? Isn't that a contradiction?
Yeah. 50 days from the first fruits is Pentecost. That's what that means in Greek. So that means at that time, the weekly Sabbath, Saturday, March, May 18th, it's an offering time. We give an offering to God. Feast of Weeks is a Sabbath. And that's Sunday. And then obviously the day before is a Saturday, right? So there's two Sabbaths in a row. There it is, Feast of Weeks. Chag. Yeah. Right. No, it's on the Pentecost. Right. No, I was just saying 50 days from first fruits is called Pentecost. Right. Right. And these are the three names in the Bible that we see the same feast. It's the same feast. It's Chag, Shavuot. See that? Chag, Shavuot. That's Feast of Weeks. We have Chag, Hakatzir. That's Feast of Harvest. And, of course, there's Pentecost, which I can't read. Pentecosti, which is Greek, for 50 days, right? And that's it. Those are all the same. Exactly. These are all the three names that are associated with this feast. And we see that, like I said earlier, it's the first fruit of the wheat harvest, right? And you say, where does it say that in the Word? Right there. Exodus 34, and thou shalt observe the feast of weeks of the first fruits of the wheat harvest. It's pretty simple, right? See how easy when you take a simple approach called read the Bible? instead of listening to people? Now, all the apostles and disciples tarried there at Jerusalem that Yeshua told them, because they were going to get the baptism of the Holy Spirit spoken by the prophet Joel, right? Many Jews from around the world were there for the Feast of Weeks, known as Pentecost. That's Acts chapter 2, right? Here it is. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, in other words, the 50 days fully came, known as Feast of Weeks, they were all in one place, in one accord in one place, and there suddenly came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and sat upon each of them. So I can just imagine that. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. How? When they felt like it? As the Spirit gave them utterance. Not like the Pentecostals do or any other religions. Okay? There's no such thing as prayer language. This is a miracle of God. And there was dwelling at Jerusalem, who was there, Gentiles? Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And you say, what were they doing? Well, that was one of the pilgrimage agricultural feasts that they had to go to Jerusalem. All the males had to be there, right? They were there. There they are in Book of Acts. But Christians don't know that. They don't know that was all Jews. They think it's the beginning of their church, right? It's not. Here's a brother Paul. Like some people might say today, well, that was yesteryear. That was a long time ago. We don't have to do that. Well, here's Apostle Paul keeping the Feast of Weeks after the resurrection. Acts 20, Paul determined to sail by Ephesus because he would not spend the time in Asia, for he hasted, if it was possible for him, to be at Jerusalem, because the temple was still there. It says the day of Pentecost, the day of the Feast of Weeks. Right? And then later on he tells the Corinthians he's going to tarry at Ephesus until Feast of Weeks, Pentecost. 1 Corinthians 16:8. So you might say to yourself, sounds like he was there in Ephesus, huh? Until Feast of Weeks, right? Yeah. So the question is, why doesn't anyone do it today? I mean, you know, even the Pentecostals don't do Pentecost. Why? Pentecostal church? They don't even know what they're doing. And it's a Sabbath. They don't even keep it. I don't know any Pentecost. I don't remember any Pentecost ever telling me it was the Pentecost. Nah. Anyway, it's pretty simple. Acts 20, 16, 1 Corinthians 16, 8. Anyway, you know, it's really sad to me. I heard some people are not keeping the Sabbath as prescribed in Scripture. I heard just, I think it was last week, a person that we care for, and we don't even know them, really. And they don't even know we care for them, but they didn't even keep the Thursday, first day of unleavened bread. You know, and I don't even know if they keep the weekly Sabbath either, because you can't just show up on Friday and be all joyful and then Saturday go do your own thing. So I just simply wanted to go over this again, because this study is short. And it is simple. I mean, you don't have to make anything up. People say to me all the time, how do you keep the Sabbath? Well, just read the Bible. I mean, it's like right there. It's not a guessing game. Sabbath is the fourth commandment, of the covenant given to us on Mount Sinai in the third month, Sivan. Everyone should know that. And the Sabbath, of course, there's seven Sabbaths in the Feast of Jehovah, right? Seven extra days that are holy convocations. But here's where, it became a command. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, right? So we remember the Sabbath day. What does that mean?
It means
to make mention of it. It's something to be remembered, something to do, right? Something to think on, something to dwell in. It's God's Sabbath. You can't remember it unless you talk about it, right? Most things aren't spoken anymore, so they're vanished from our lifestyles. 6 days, you're supposed to labor and do all your work. Does anyone not understand that? The seventh day, which God created in Genesis chapter 2, the seventh day is the Sabbath of Jehovah thy God. Right? It's not Jehovah. It ain't the Sabbath of Moses. It's not the Sabbath of the Jews. It's the Sabbath of Jehovah. Right? And then we see John was in the Spirit on Jehovah's Day. I already know what Jehovah's Day is. We just read it. It's the Sabbath, right? Okay, we'll go back to Exodus. In it, you're not supposed to do any work. Who? You, your son, your daughter, your menservant, your husband, your wife. I mean, no, you can just, your grandfather. I mean, this means, it says anybody, even the stranger, even your animals. That's why Yeshua could not have rode the donkey on the 10th. I mean, that's why it wasn't a Sabbath, because he did ride it. Because you don't ride donkeys on the Sabbath. According to this, it says right here, even your animals are supposed to rest. And everybody, even the stranger that's within your gates. There it is again. So we know the 10th, when he went into the Jerusalem, right? He was riding the donkey, so it couldn't have been a Sabbath, right? Some people are trying to turn that into a Sabbath when it was the first day of the week, known as Sunday. Sunday is not an evil day. Maybe the word isn't good. It's the first day of the week. You know, I don't know why they turned it into an evil thing. 6 days Jehovah made heaven and the earth and the sea and all that in them is. When I read that, all that in them is, I know that sounds really simple, but when my mind always flashes to like all the little bits of science that I'm aware of, as far as the super microscopic creatures and the who knows, I mean, things we can't even see. We only can see down. We can only see through a microscope to certain level, and there's things there. I know there's things even further. And that shows me there's universes there and universes up there that we can't ever see. We only can see as far as our instruments can at this point. But when he says he made that little sentence right there, it sounds so simple. All that is in them is. I'm talking about he made every single thing. I mean, every little insect, every little thing that, and he gave it all instructions of what to do. We're just finding things, like in the last so many years, we found the DNA, you know, and now they found there's a program in the DNA, so there must be a programmer, right? And I'm sure there's other things we'll find in science if God allows us, but they're it's already all around us. We just have to find it somehow. Anyway, that's what I get when I read that little tiny sentence. And he rested the seventh day. Therefore, Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. It's hallowed. Sacred. It's holy. So anyway, in the book of Isaiah, there's a little more information of what to do and not to do on the Sabbath. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on his holy day, and you call the Sabbath a delight. Why is it a delight? Because we could fellowship with God and fellowship with our brothers and sisters and learn more about him and try to understand him. And it's the holy of Jehovah. Just think of that. The Sabbath is the holy of Jehovah. of the one who created the whole universe. It's honorable, and you're supposed to honor him. Now, you might say to yourself, how can I honor God? Well, on the Sabbath, don't do your own ways. Then you're honoring him. Don't find your own pleasure today. Don't speak your own words today. I'm honoring God. It says, then thou shalt delight thyself in Jehovah, and I'll cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. The heritage is the beginning of the Torah and all the words of God, and it's all yours. It says, for the mouth of Jehovah hath spoken it. Right? And it says right here, Leviticus 23, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest. It's actually a special rest. It's a Shabbat Shabbaton. It's a holy convocation. You should do no work therein. It's the Sabbath of Jehovah in all your dwellings. So we're not going to do any work. Right? This is our dwelling in here. Everybody in here, anything outside there, I don't care what they do, but in here, everything's going to be peaceful. And there's the word dwelling, moshav, right? A seat, an assembly, a dwelling place. Dwelling, it says dwelling, your situation, location, at the time of dwelling. So in other words, it's not just your home, it's wherever you roam on the Sabbath. Where the buffalo roam. I figured you thought of that. Wherever you end up on the Sabbath, that's your dwelling at that point in time, and everything has to be Sabbath-ish. Okay? I mean, it's that simple. So if I was going to go visit you today on the Sabbath, I realize it's going to be Sabbath, right? Obviously, I'm not going to go visit someone I know it's breaking the Sabbath, right? I mean, that would be ridiculous. Anyway, here's the servile work again. You guys hear this a lot, but I want to make sure everybody, what is that servile work? I never heard that word in anyone used in my life. But it's melechet avodah. And there's avodah, any kind of work, act, bondman, labor, service, tillage, work. And there's melechet, occupation, work, business, public, right? So there's two different meanings. So that means no work. None. Nada, right? Zero. And then the Sabbath, some people don't get this because they're aware of other people that keep the commandments and keep the Torah and keep the Sabbath, and they don't do this part. It's a holy convocation. It's a Mikra Kodesh. See that? Mikra Kodesh. What is that? Well, it's a convoking, it's a reading, it's a calling together, a sacred assembly. It's a public meeting. Get out of your house and go join your brothers and sisters. It isn't get on pow talk and hide out, or it isn't stay in your home. Get up and go be with your brothers and sisters. It's a rehearsal. Because if you can't be with your brothers and sisters now, how are you going to be with them when you're in the kingdom of heaven? And it's a holy thing. Something sacred, something consecrated, something hallowed, and all the rest of this. It's set apart to God, sacredness. I mean, I can't put enough words there. It's something that's to God. It's really a special thing, this us joining. You might think this is no big deal, us being here. This is something God commanded. We are here right now in God's, we're doing this because God said it. We're honoring him by doing it. And here's another little ingredient a lot of people don't know. You're not supposed to buy and sell on the Sabbath. Where does it say that? Well, read Nehemiah chapter 13, right? He said, he seen melt, then there dwelt men of Tyre also therein, which they brought fish and all manner of ware, and they sold on the Sabbath day to the weasel backslidden children of Judah in Jerusalem. They had to be backslidden because they wouldn't have did that. So here's Nehemiah, a man of God, and he said he contended with the nobles of Judah. What evil thing is this that you're doing? You profane the Sabbath day. Because they were buying stuff on the Sabbath day. It's evil. So today buying something is evil. So some people think they have the loophole, they buy their food yesterday, they're going to go pick it up today. That's wrong too, because your testimony is being flushed, because the other people are still working, they're cooking your food, and you're going to pick it up, and they think it's okay. You're giving them a permission, and everyone's doomed. So your whole testimony is bad. You can't just go pick up food today on the Sabbath either. Some people go, well, I'm not paying for it. Yeah, but you're still going to people that prepared it for you and cooked it. And they're all thinking it's okay because you're coming there with a smile to pick it up. Right?
It's like paying someone to work for you.
Yeah. It's like the Jews in Judaism hire Gentiles to keep their stores open on Saturday. You can't do that. Right. Anyway, you got to be like Nehemiah. Boy, they were strong. Nehemiah and Ezra, strong people of God. They contended with the nobles. They said, well, you're evil. Like today, having a yard sale, that doesn't seem evil, does it? It is. It's called evil. You might as well be a witch or a warlock or, that's evil. You mean the little grandma sitting outside selling her aprons? Yeah. Yeah. Here's the word. And also, here's another word I wanted to bring up. It's a ordinance forever. Passover isn't the ordinance of the Passover. Remember that? It's hukkah. Okay? It's an appointment, a custom, a manner, statute. It's an enactment, something prescribed. You know, it's something by God. It's a commandment. And there's the word huk or huk. An enactment, it's an appointment, a commandment, custom. When I say custom, I don't mean a tradition. I mean a custom prescribed by the Torah. That's what I mean by that. It's a set time. It's a specific time. It's God's moedim. It's his appointed times. And here's the word Shabbaton in Hebrew. It's a special holy day. In other words, it's one of those. Today is one of the seven Sabbaths in the feast. It's a special Sabbath day. Yeah. Today is a special Sabbath. Today is a holy convocation. Shabbaton is a special day. In other words, today's not Saturday, right? Right. Special holy day. It's a rest. Right? A Shabbaton is a day today. Shabbaton means Shabbat. It means a special holy day, something like that, because it's beautiful. Every Sabbath's like that, really. It is every Sabbath's like that. Because I don't see any difference between today and Saturday, do you? Is there anything different? We do the exact same thing, right? It'd be like if you baked a cake with this ingredients on Tuesday and you use the same ingredients on Wednesday, it would be the same cake, right? Same thing with what we're doing. It's the same thing. Just like when Yeshua, they put him in the sepulchre on the first day of the unleavened bread, right? They called it a high holy day, you know. That's English. But it's a Sabbath. It's a mikra kodesh. It says they prepared spices and ointments and they rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. Leviticus 23:56, right? So it's the same thing. Luke 23:56. I'm happy you guys, good. I'm happy you do that because my mind's thinking about a million things. Anyway, so as far as the people that don't keep the Sabbath today, is that a salvation issue? Yes. Is this relevant today? Yeah. Don't forget my study. What's relevant, what's not relevant, and what's not so relevant, and what's a Sabbath issue is really important. And here's a chag, which comes from chagag, something that comes around every year, something we do every year until we meet the Lord, I guess, and then who knows what we're going to do in the New Jerusalem. I have no idea. No, I was thinking about this morning. I was thinking about, Adam and Eve. God actually had to get them away from the tree of life because they knew about good and evil, and they could have ate of the tree of life and lived forever. If you live forever, that means you can't die. I wonder what that would have been like if they would have grabbed something from the tree of life and ate, because then they would have lived forever knowing good and evil, just like God. All I know is God got them out of there. He said, lest they live forever. He said, they become as one of us, he said. One of us. I wonder who he's talking to. They become as one of us to know good and evil, lest they eat of the tree of life. So God got rid of them. If you get eternal life, you can't die. That's why, unfortunately, for the people that are going to have eternal life, I can't imagine eternal life in the bad place, could you? Whatever you think is bad, something that you really detest and hate, picture being there for a month, 6 months, a year, 10 years, 100 years, 1,000, million, forever. Picture something that you can't stand, and you know it's going to be worse than that. Anyway, do you have any questions? If you do, even if you're on the internet, just call. This is a short study today, but I wanted to go over some of those words because some people are still breaking the holy convocations, the extra Sabbaths, and the Sabbath itself on Saturday. And you're not tricking anyone else except yourself. You know, you're only tricking yourself because no matter who you are, you're still going to meet the Lord. I mean, one day, my wife and I were talking on the way here. We were thinking about, you know, we drive by some houses. They look like mansions and gigantic and properties. And, you know, some people think they're, you know, whatever. And I always like to think of is age gets everyone. And you still meet the Lord one day. Sooner or later, you're still going to meet the Lord. Anyway, so have a nice rest of the Sabbath today. Last day of Feast of Unleavened Bread. That's my simple little study. Hope you got something out of it. Do you have a question?
Yeah. Can you go back up to ordinance?
The ordinance. Let's look at the ordinance again. There you go.
I guess it's a little bit further down. We have decree. Decree, then you have the minus D.
Or it's something decreed.
Oh, okay.
Decreed.
Right.
It's decreed by God. Something like, you know, issued. Something sent forth. Something established, you know. Yeah, when I always put something in the parentheses, it means it could be used in that word too. Okay, well, any other questions? But anyway, I'm going to stop here. I know this is probably short, huh? Anybody who's online today? Hardly no one. No one's online today. Okay, well, I'm happy you guys are here. Heavenly Father, thank you for this last day of Feast of Unleavened Bread, and may it be a blessing in our lives. Show us more and more today, more of your word. Bless everyone here. Bless the food, the singing, anything we do. Let it be to the glory of God and the edifying of the body. And bring us back soon on Sabbath. It's coming so soon. Heavenly Father, we love being with you. Bring us more brothers and sisters. Show us where they are. We'll go get them. In Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. And I'm going. And that's right. It's almost the Sabbath again. So rest today. Today's Wednesday. We got Thursday. And then Friday night again. Shabbat shalom. I know.